Hi, this is Bill Barty, inviting you over to Jesse Brown's as we are outfitting people for spring. What's that mean? It means that everyone that has spring travel, spring fly fishing, and spring hiking plans and need to be outfitted need to stop by Jesse Brown's. We have Patagonia, Mountain Khakis, Yeti, and more all under one roof in Charlotte. We're at Jesse Brown's in the Sharon Corner Shopping Center, Charlotte.
All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and day after day at Jesse Brown's, people come in looking for places to go and things to do, and one of the hidden gems just outside of Charlotte, just over the South Carolina border, Bill, why don't you tell us about that hidden gem?
My goodness, it is really close, and some would argue it's not hidden, and others have never been there. In fact, with so many new people coming into the area, it is a great opportunity and a must-see place for people to go. Back in 1995, this place took a giant leap when the Close family donated these 2,100 acres of land to form the Ann Springs Close Greenway. And it's an extensive area of protected nature preserve. You can hike, bike, kayak, horseback ride, and a bunch of other things. Our guest, the executive director of the Ann Springs Close Greenway, John Gordon, is going to come on right now to tell us how we can participate in these things there. John, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Man, it's awesome to have you and to get you on here and talk about this hidden gem, if you will, that if you're in South Charlotte, you can be there in 15 minutes or so, as long as it's not 5 o'clock on I-77 South.
That's the only thing. Or 521.
Or 521.
Fight your way through Ballantyne. It's well worth it.
There you go. We joke all the time. We can get to the airport or some places in Charlotte faster than people in Charlotte can get to. So we're right across the border. But you hit the nail on the head. We've got a lot of things going on. We're a 2,100 acre piece of property. And the funny thing is, when people think about Greenway, especially in Charlotte, they think about a belt of a trail beside a creek or something like that. But we're a little bit different. We're 2,100 acres of really prime real estate. You know, we're certainly a function of our geographical location, being right in the middle of Fort Mill and the burgeoning community and the economy here. But we're real proud of what we have. Nation Forward Lands Trust has put the easement on our property. So the good thing about our property is it's protected in perpetuity. It's not going anywhere, and we have about 36 miles of trails. We have about 120 horses on property. We have programs, mountain biking trails. But really, our mission is conservation through recreation and education. We want people to get outside. We want to kind of model what Ms. Close set out several years ago in creating this space where the local community and even farther out, the regional community can come in and enjoy.
Well, tell us a little bit about that, because as you're describing this special greenway, it sounds very very much like maybe a national park would be, a state park or something like that. But this is privately held property that is essentially open to the public, so we can come down there and fish in a lake, take a walk in the forest, see pasture land, get married in a dairy barn, all of that sort of thing. But tell us how it all happened as a privately owned piece of property that's open to the public, kind of, sort of.
Sure, we're part of Leroy Springs and Company, which is a part of a bigger Springs Industries, and they got their start through textiles. But the family, Miss Ann Springs Close, she had children that this land and surrounding lands was left to them. And she said it was the hardest thing she's ever done, but she got all of her children to agree on something, and it was to set this land aside, for the community. It's a real monumental piece. The family, the one thing that I can say that they didn't take the spots that weren't, habitable or they didn't take the bad stuff and locked it up in a land trust. We uh, have land all around the Steel Creek watershed, which is important, you know, for conservation, and we try to educate the folks that come out and see us. But it's a real interesting story. They all got together, I think, shortly after Hurricane Hugo, and it took from that point in time to 1995 to get everything squared away, and the grand opening was Earth Day in 1995. So real proud of the history and the heritage here.
Now, this one of your predecessors on our show years ago told me that this was five times the size of Central Park, which just absolutely blew me away. Now, tell us about access. Tell us how we gain access, how we get to utilize such a wonderful facility.
Sure, absolutely. We have several entrances, and a lot of our entrances cater to kind of some of the different clientele. One of our challenges is to interpret our resource here to folks and how they want to be, how they want to utilize the property. So we have mountain bikers that use our Adventure Road entrance off Springfield Parkway, or a lot of people have come out to weddings at the Dairy Barn or the Bob Reed Field Trial Barn, and experience the Greenway through those and those avenues. But you know, hikers, bikers, runners, anytime, you know, before work or after work, we'll see a lot of cars in our parking lot, people jumping in and getting on the trail. So it's a good place for people coming in or coming home from work to utilize the property. We have day use fees, so $5 for non-members, but if you're an individual member, that's $49 a year. So you get to access our property for the whole year for $49, and then a family membership is $99 a year. So when you break it down, it's about $8 and some change to utilize our property. And that's what we want. We want people to come out and enjoy the natural landscape and enjoy the beauty. Maybe take their sons or daughters or whoever fishing or however you want to recreate or be in the great outdoors.
There, you finally said the magic word, fishing, because I happen to know you've got some awesome fishing.
We do. We have and a lot of people don't know this as well. You know, I appreciate the mention of state parks and national parks, where they get a lot of subsidies. So our model is a little bit different. We don't get taxpayer dollars. We don't get any outside funding besides donors and membership. So, we have a natural resources manager that we are fortunate to have, and he and his team study our ponds and lakes for health. But also stock and maintain populations of our game fish here. So we're always looking at how to manage and take care of the resource we've been tasked to protect.
Oh, John, there's so much good things for us to talk to you about. But we've got John Gordon on, executive director of the Ann Springs Close Greenway. Fort Mill, South Carolina is where we're talking, and we're talking fishing, horseback, weddings, all of those sorts of things that are available down there. The Panthers are not moving down there to the Greenway, though, are they?
not to my knowledge, and that might go get some of our covenants on our land trust.
Okay,
I think that's an opportunity for the Greenway specific.
Well, we're glad that you joined the outdoor guys right here. Tell us about the month of April, because as we end March, you've got some special things going on too. The Blue Star Blitz, you've got 5Ks, 10Ks, and then April is kind of a Love the Greenway month. Will you quickly tell us about that?
Absolutely. That's just kind of our awareness campaign for what we have to offer. As you mentioned at the beginning, we're kind of a well-kept secret for some, but you know, last year we saw just shy of 300,000 visitors in 2018. So, you know, we're real fortunate to see that growth, and we want to keep up with it. But the Love the Greenway month kicks off with our Blue Star Blitz. As you mentioned, it's an outdoor recreation festival. So, we'll have a 5K, 10K short track mountain bike racing. We'll have some local breweries here. And it should be a good time. We'll have a band. So a lot of times people think races, you got to get up at 6 a.m. in the morning on a Saturday to get ready for packet pickup. But our schedule starts a little bit later, and it's meant to kind of be a late afternoon, early afternoon, late morning, excuse me, early afternoon event where everybody can kind of come and have a good time and maybe drink a beer after the race or something like that, enjoy some good music. But going into April, we just have a lot of awareness campaigns. We want people to come out and see our property. But we also culminate that month with our Big Earth Day celebration. And that's really what kicked off the Greenway. That's been a free event. We open our doors to anybody to come down. We have some local farmers, farmers markets, a lot of different activities that that you can bring your family or friends out and just have a really great time out here at the Greenway. So that is on April 27th, and we'll culminate, you know, Love the Greenway month with that big event.
All right, so we can buy a membership, we can donate. John Gordon, will you give us the website to the Greenway?
Absolutely. It's ascgreenway.org.
ascgreenway.org. His name is John Gordon, Executive Director of the Anne Springs Close Greenway. John, thank you so much for joining the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Also, special thanks to Chris Kegg from the Fly Fishing Film Tour from Boulder, Colorado, joining us. Also, director Liam Gallagher of Where It All Started, whose film is going to be featured in the 2019. Also, for TJ Boggs, he's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty saying get outdoors, pick up your trash. We'll see you next weekend for all new segments of the Carolina Outdoors here with the Outdoor Guys.